USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says America's future will be built by a renewed manufacturing sector.
These technologies revolutionize the way of life. They keep prices low for businesses and families. So let's make them in America again. Let's build the future here in America.
Speaking in Ohio on Friday, Biden saying the United States has been too reliant on goods that are made overseas. He argued more U.S. manufacturing will fuel innovation while paving the way for lower prices and stronger, more reliant supply chains. The CDC is investigating cases of severe hepatitis in children in 25 states and territories across the United States. The agency is looking into 109 cases which have caused 14% of the kids to have liver transplants. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, neighbor. Pat Boone here. You know, they say every dark cloud has a silver lining, right? Well, today I'm going to prove it. Rising political and economic uncertainty is increasing market volatility. This flight to safety is pushing up gold and silver prices like never before. So, to help protect listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer. Historic silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazingly low price of just $12.50 each delivered. That's right. $12.50 each delivered. While supplies last. Call 800-289-2646 now, which spells 800-BUYCOIN by coin. Put a silver lining in your portfolio now. Call 800-289-2646 or online at SwissAmerica.com, 800-289-2646, and you can tell them Pat Boone gave you the number.
There are calls for federal law enforcement to investigate a leak of the Supreme Court's draft opinion overturning Roe v. Wade and upholding Mississippi's law that prohibits abortion after 15 weeks of pregnancy. Florida Republican Congressman Greg Stube on Fox Business claims progressive lawmakers are undermining the Supreme Court.
The full purpose of this was to get this information out before the decision was made and solidified so that the left could do just exactly this and bully our justices that are going to be making this determination on this final decision.
The White House and President Biden have not condemned the leak. Chief Justice John Roberts already has the marshal of the court looking into who leaked the opinion. Republicans on the House Judiciary Committee sent a letter to Nina Jankowicz calling on her to testify about her new role as the head of Biden's Disinformation Governance Board at the Department of Homeland Security. USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
NFL coach's lawsuit could soon go into forced arbitration.
NFL coach Brian Flores' lawsuit regarding racist hiring practices against the National Football League and six of its teams could be forced into arbitration. Judge Valerie Caproni felt the side should settle, but they declined to do so. Now she's going to have to determine whether or not to send the case to arbitration.
Guys who have been fired, you know, that signed a release, so they literally can't come on on a discrimination lawsuit. You sign this release so you can get your money, and in doing that, you can't file a discrimination lawsuit.
Brian, on the podcast I Am Athlete, is currently an assistant coach at the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, if it goes to arbitration, the arbitrator in one of the biggest racial discrimination cases in league history would be Commissioner Roger Goodell. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Best Buy is branching out. The electronics retailer will start selling beauty gadgets, patio furniture, and electric bikes along with phones, computers, and TVs. After benefiting from an early pandemic surge in sales for home offices and kitchen appliances, the company is pushing to continue that growth as it expands into the fitness and furniture categories. Houston furniture store owner Mattress Mack is making another huge sports bet. Jim McInvale plans to wager between $2.5 and $3 million on this weekend's Kentucky Derby favorite. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.